Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Obviously, the big, big story right now is the shooting in Southern California High School, shooting at Gardena High School. Frankly, this is feeling to me like Son of Columbine. The story is very twisted and convoluted and self-contradictory, and it just, it doesn't feel like it's genuine. The story is, as of the last telling from the corporate media, somebody who may or may not be a student, who may be between 16 and 18 years of age or not, walked onto the campus of this school dressed in dark clothing with a gun and just started shooting people. He wounded three. Nobody's dead. Thank goodness for that. Then he left, and half the reports are saying he's identified but not arrested. The other half of the reports are saying, yes, he's now in custody. And they're still not they're not releasing his name. They're claiming they know who it is and why he did it, and they're not releasing the name. So it's all very murky and intentionally so. And the media, this is the only thing they're reporting on. Forget about the crashing economy, and forget about Russia and Israel and the Middle East, and forget about all those wars and the U.S. troops who murdered and raped that Afghani girl. They're not important. We got bullets flying on Gardena High School campus. And the gun grabbers are already having orgasms over this. They're out here going, yes, we got another one! Yeehaw! And they're out there just having a really good time with this whole situation. But what the media is not telling you, and you need to remember, this is the lesson of what we've got going here. This is the part they won't mention. The police did not and could not prevent this crime. The FBI did not and could not prevent this crime. The Department of Homeland Security could not and did not prevent this crime. TSA could not and did not prevent this crime. Had the teachers or other students been carrying legally owned firearms, that shooter in the dark clothing would not have pulled the trigger a second time. Now, this actually happened. There was an incident a couple of years back at the Appalachian Law School in Virginia, very near Virginia Tech, where a student started to go on a shooting rampage and was stopped by two other students with legally owned firearms. This never got a lot of reporting because you're not supposed to realize that you can defend yourself with guns. Guns are supposed to be bad. And just, you know, they're just, the agenda is clearly at work here. All right, we're going to quick phone call before the break. John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind?
It'll take a while, Mike, but I think it's important because I think there's more evidence.
Gotta be short.
God. Can I stay after, if I may? I was listening to the Power Hour today, and they had on this John Loftus character, and he is, I think, sort of let the cat out of the bag that WikiLeaks is a Mossad front. He didn't mean to, but he's got a new speaking tour around the country. I've heard him on a couple shows, just bringing up the old stuff about the CIA Nazi connection already exposed. But it turns out that this guy is an absolute Zionist agent because he has been on all the radio programs, Fox and Alexandra Batchelor.
Which guy? I know that you know what you mean. Which guy is a Zionist agent?
John Loftus.
Okay.
John Loftus.
All right.
And he has been on a speaking tour, gaining credibility. Well, see, I'm exposing things that has already been long exposed about the Nazi CIA connection, and then he switches to what he has been doing on the Zionist propaganda radio programs like Fox and Batchelor and Alexander, saying that all along, every night, he's been saying that the WMDs were in Iraq. He still continues with this discredited lie. He is working for B'nai B'rith, and he has defended Jonathan Pollard. He has defended...
John, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I mean, you started out saying WikiLeaks is Zionist, and you've wandered completely off. How does this prove that WikiLeaks is a Mossad operation? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And in Ohio, America, welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with John in Ohio. And John, basically, you came on to tell us how it is that you know WikiLeaks is a Mossad operation.
Yes, this is just one more example, because this character is not even a thinly disguised Zionist agent. He's one of the directors of B'nai B'rith, and he's also defended the attack on the Liberty. He's also defended Jonathan Pollard. He says that weapons of mass destruction were in Iraq. He has been he has been propagandizing for the war against Iraq on Zionist stations like Fox and At Bachelor and Alexander. But I called in.
And is he like supporting of WikiLeaks, or is he connected to WikiLeaks?
He mentioned WikiLeaks at the point I called in and pointed out that these are absolutely discredited lies about WMDs. He got nervous. He said, well, just wait. WikiLeaks will show you. WikiLeaks will show you that there were WMDs in Iraq, and they exported them over to Syria, and then hid some of the others. So we've got a campaign going on here with this guy going around the talk shows, bringing out, as Assange does, already well-known information about CIA Nazi connections, and using the false credibility from this old news to justify these wars against Iraq and Iran. He's also been angling for all the attacks on Iran. And he comes across as simply somebody who wants to talk about old news about Nazi CIA connections and then quickly judos it into this stuff. And the whole war on terror is taken at face value. 9/11 is taken at face value. And he suckered, I think, Joyce Riley into this. I've heard another liberal who had him on, and he always turns it to that war on terror drivel. And I think it shows, you know, how people who use this this idea. I remember going back to the '60s, how the CIA had been exposed as using fake liberals. Fake liberals who would say, "Well, see, I'm not a right winger like Barry Goldwater. You can believe me when I tell you all these lies about communism are going to get you and Vietnam is going to take over the world if we don't kill a million people over there." It was always the fake liberals.
And, John, let me just cut in here a little bit here and give you a chance to catch your breath here. But you're absolutely right. A classic means of propaganda is to use a lot of truth to build credibility and trust in the propaganda mouthpiece, if you will. And WikiLeaks has certainly been doing that, again, with information we already knew.
Right.
WikiLeaks is trying to take credit for the Tunisian revolt. WikiLeaks tried to take credit for the ClimateGate emails, even though my own website had them 3 days before WikiLeaks did. So Assange is an opportunist, and he's trying to take credit for everything good that happens. Then he uses it to put out information that supports the pro-war, pro-Israel agenda. And we have, in fact, seen this a long time for a long while. And as a matter of fact, this idea that WikiLeaks was going to claim that Iraq really did have weapons of mass destruction, they actually did that about a month ago. So this is something that's already kind of come and gone. And we're seeing a massive increase in Israel's propaganda campaign. They're out there already screaming about how the aid workers who were attacked last May were really pirates and that therefore Israel had a legitimate right to interdict them in international waters because, after all, the United States is attacking and killing pirates in international waters. And I don't think anybody's really buying it, but I think this kind of hysterical, screeching propaganda, I think it's like I said about the Yoshi blade yesterday and the TSA's groping and x-raying all of us. I think it's a symptom of the incredible fear that Israel has, that their long 60-year crafted propaganda illusion is about to collapse, and the world is really beginning to see Israel for what it really is.
You know,
and it's a very, very ugly picture.
You know, Mike, and I think that's true. I think there's something even more dangerous because people who do wittingly or unwittingly, a part of the time, good exposés sometimes, but then such as this attack against China, this is heating up and is leading to world war, and I can't think of anyone who's leading it the charge with more spittle and rabid propaganda right now, along with the media, is Alex Jones. And I think it comes out of his right-wing, ultra-right, Birch Society background. He can't go 10 minutes on his program without pushing this Operation Mockingbird, the most extreme version of Operation Mockingbird, anti-communist propaganda that they killed these millions, or I'll bid it up even more to 60 million. I'll bid it up to 70 million. No proof, nothing, just out to the handful of Robert Conquest and Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Anthony Sutton, just Mockingbird repeated and parroted through all of the media and all of the universities for all of our lives. And he is at this point repeating all of the propaganda about China at the same time that the American media is, and saying that they're being too easy on China, when in fact all these.
Well, can I interrupt here again a little bit? What we're seeing here, basically, the global warming cult, the carbon tax movement agenda, is collapsing. Mother Nature has done a big booga booga at Al Gore. We're in our third hard winter in a row. We have cattle and buffaloes freezing to death in Vietnam. That's how bad it is out there. And so in order to justify continued economic exploitation of the American people, they're trying to bring back the Cold War. When the USSR collapsed and went away, the American government was left without an enemy. And so they were thrashing around trying to find something that was the enemy that we needed to collect taxes to deal with. And there was a war on poverty and a war on drugs and a war on carbon dioxide and a war on terror. And all of those things have not really shall we put it politely, captured the public's imagination the way the war on international communism did back in the 1950s and 1960s. And so as all of these other wars and all of these other scams to extract wealth from the American people stumble and fall and crater, we're definitely seeing a push to try, now that Russia has come out of the collapse of the USSR and is now a credible world power, you know, the Pentagon and all those defense contractors and all those people who grew up, you know, with the commie hating thing and everything, they want to get the Cold War going again because it means unlimited amounts of money looted from the American people and unlimited toys to play with in the war. And, you know, if you have never directly, first person experienced military spending in this country, it will take you by absolute surprise the sheer volume of money they have to play with and just spend it like there's no tomorrow because it's for war and it's for fighting the communists and it's an incredible amount of wealth that is squandered. Even the stuff they track, and beyond that there's all the money that they lose that nobody knows where it goes. $3 trillion out of the Pentagon just before 9/11, and it's obscene when you have homeless Americans eating dead birds in the street that they're still trying to go back and sell that Cold War all over again. John, I'm going to let you go here because, you know, you made your point, and we pretty much understand WikiLeaks is a propaganda operation, and we do understand that the powers that be want to bring back the Cold War because they missed the good old days when they could wave communist at us and have us salute the flag and throw our money and our children into whatever wars they wanted to have across the world without any question, without pesky people saying, why are we doing this? What is the legitimate reason? Why do we give Israel all this money? Why are our children dying in these foreign wars? Can anybody explain it to me in terms that I, as an American citizen, would understand and agree with? And, of course, there's a huge, huge silence coming from the other side. So thank you very much for the call, John, and we're going to move on here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Helen Thomas is starting to become visible in the media again. I was rather surprised. I have to do a little tip of the hat here to Fox News. They did an interview with Helen Thomas. She's in her new gig over at the Falls Church News, and she's basically come out, you know, and she's back. And she doesn't have to be. She's 90. She could be retired if she wanted to be. And I think it's a mark of this woman's commitment to democratic principles, to journalistic integrity, that she has come back and she's going to continue to work, and she is not pulling any punches. And she was out there with this interview, and basically saying what she has said all the time. As a reporter in this country, you can call the president names. You can say anything you want about the president. You can say anything you want about the Democrats. You can say anything you want about the Republicans. But if you criticize Israel, your career is over. You touch Israel and you're finished. Remember back during the aftermath of 9/11 when they were talking about the arrested Mossad agents in the white van, the so-called dancing Israelis, and Carl Cameron did his four-part story on Fox News once, and then under pressure from AIPAC, Fox News caved and withdrew it from their website and went out threatening to sue anybody who had copies on their servers. Because even back then, Fox News didn't understand. Once it's on the internet, it's out, and there is no going back. And in that Carl Cameron story, Carl was talking to reporters who said, you know, who said, we can't mention Israel or it's the end of our career. We can't talk about Israeli spying. It's career death. If you talk about Israeli spies, you know, you might as well clean out your desk right then and there. That's how powerful it is. And Helen Thomas had the courage to stand up to her. To Israel, and she paid the price for it, and she's back, and I'm, like I said, I am very gratified that Israel has deigned to give her a little bit of media coverage, because she deserves it. If there's anybody out here listening to this show who is a current holder of the Nobel Peace Prize, that gives you the right to nominate next year's Nobel Peace Prize winners, and Helen Thomas gets my nod. She should get it. If not, she should be Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She represents the very best of what Time Magazine's business ought to be. So, all righty, we're coming down here to the end of this segment, I believe. Are we there? We're going to be getting some music. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the economy. That's something, obviously, the corporate media does not want to talk to you about. inflation has hit an eight-month high in December. We're on the beginnings of hyperinflation. Weimar Republic, just completely out of control. Printing of money by Ben Bernanke. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the reality is that the economic news is very, very bad and continues to get worse. We are basically, as a nation, on a path from which there is no return, because for too long the government has refused to do those things that would have improved the economy for the American people. They're basically, we're at the stage where they're simply printing up money and handing it to themselves and saying, oh, look, everything's doing really fine. And a lot of people will say, well, that's just Ben Bernanke and Wall Street and everything. But every time they turn on that printing press and they pour more money over Wall Street, it means all of the money becomes worth less. And you are seeing that. When you go to the grocery store and you look at that final bill, when you fill up your car and you look at how much that costs, I was talking in one of the chat rooms about just the price of toilet paper is going up. You know, life is cheap, but toilet paper is expensive. So you're being robbed by remote control. And as long as we sit here and say, yes, sir, thank you, sir, may I have another, they're going to go on doing it. They absolutely will. We are hearing now that the federal government, which created the massive unemployment across America by handing tax incentives to corporations to send high-paying jobs to other countries so that the bankers could loot your homes to recover from the losses because they got caught in the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities scam. And they're dealing with all these forced repurchases and buybacks. It's not a bailout, it's a buyback. And now, of course, because employment has collapsed over the last few years, revenues streams at local communities and states are in the Al-Qaeda, and the states have been forced to borrow from the federal government to cover massive unemployment and extended unemployment to keep people in their homes, to keep them fed. Now the federal government, which is running out of even more money and is approaching its latest debt ceiling, is now starting to call those loans back in from the states. And obviously the states don't have it. They're already broke and in debt. The money is going out the doors to the bankers, and there's no new money coming in because our country doesn't make anything that anybody wants to buy. I have an article. Actually, it's Ryan Dawson copied something that I wrote a long time ago, and to be very honest, I'd actually forgotten I wrote it. And he put it up on his website and sent me the link, and I linked to it. And the headline is "A Bag of Blank," but you want to look for it, because in there is my view of why the American economy cannot make a product anybody wants to buy anymore, why our products are so expensive and of hideously low quality. And I've had a few people write in and say, yeah, that's absolutely what's gone on with this country. We have really crappy products covered with 842 government-approved stickers and a huge price tag, and everybody's looking at that and saying, well, it's crud, it's too expensive, and it's got 842 government stickers all over it, and I don't want to buy it. And I think that's a good example or analysis of why we're in this situation. We don't have any money coming in other than by conquest, and that's not working out too well. And we're all broke, and we're broke for a very simple reason. The instant the Federal Reserve was created, the trap was set for the American people. The instant this first pretty printed piece of paper called a Federal Reserve note went into circulation, more money was owed to that private central bank than is ever actually in existence. When you talk about the trillions of dollars that the U.S. government is in debt, those trillions never existed. The American taxpayer has paid off the national debt dozens of times over since the end of the Vietnam War. But it's always just the interest payments. The principal is never paid down because the Federal Reserve will not give campaign donations to any congressperson who wants to pay the principal down, because that might free the slaves. And the slavers are never going to support a Congress that thinks about freeing the slaves. It's just not going to happen. So, details from around the country. Texas is faced with a $27 billion budget shortfall. We have over here a former CEO of the nation's 10th largest bank is now saying the bankruptcy of the United States is an absolute mathematical certainty. We knew that. Didn't need a professor and CEO to tell me that. But, basically, we're getting the confirmation from all across the country. We are heading toward a disaster. We're heading toward a crash. You have got to prepare to protect what is remaining of your wealth from the greedy bankers and the greedy government, because they're all money addicts. And they don't care if you wind up homeless in the street eating dead birds off the pavement. They want those last few pennies. They gotta have them. They gotta have that next bump, that next fix, that next rush, that next $150 hamburger, that next $100,000 watch, or next year's Bugatti. They gotta have it. They're addicts. Detroit may close half of its schools for lack of funding. Over in New Jersey, 50% of the police force just got laid off. The criminals are celebrating. The politicians are celebrating. But then I repeat myself. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Now, over in Montana, we're starting to see more and more states dig their heels in regarding intrusion by the federal government. As you know, over in the state of Montana, they basically passed a law saying that any guns that were made, sold, and kept inside Montana's state borders were exempt from all federal regulation. And it is now apparently mounting a fight to cancel the authority of federal agents over the citizens of Montana. This is going to be the beginning. Those Montanans, they're tough, and they're fiercely independent. We're seeing this start to happen all over the world. Another story that is not getting a lot of coverage in the United States of America, Ireland is going to start issuing its own currency. To heck with the euro, and to heck with central banks. The government of Ireland is going to start issuing its own currency. And I think we're going to start seeing this, because everywhere that you're seeing the rioting and the food shortages and all the privations, it's all because of the International Monetary Fund, which is just a bigger version of the Federal Reserve. It's a global version of the private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. They're trying to take the trap that has crippled so many nations and impose it on the entire world. And the rest of the world is now smart enough to realize we don't want to do this. That model that the United States came up with 200 years ago of having the government issue the currency free of interest charge for the public to use in commerce was the way to prosperity for the general population. And we're starting to see that come back. People are beginning to understand the private central bank model is great for the private central bank owners. It is always, without fail, the doom and destruction of the country that is its host. Britain had wound up eventually nationalizing the Bank of England because the Bank of England drove them into historic poverty. If you've read the works of Charles Dickens, or the quality of life, if you will, during the time of Jack the Ripper, and you will understand it's an exact match for the situation the United States is in right now. You know, poverty and squalor and desperation for the vast majority of the people, and untold amounts of wealth and privilege for those few at the very, very top of the pyramid scheme that is set up by the private bank. We understand it's the private bank that is the enemy of the people. It is the private bank that has caused far more damage to the United States of America than Osama bin Laden with a nuclear bomb could have ever done, even if he was still alive. The bankers are the problem. They are the enemy of the people. Bernanke essentially admitted that just the other day when he said the purpose of the Federal Reserve is to take care of the banks. And the purpose of quantitative easing, too, is to keep the stock market propped up. And as far as any help for states and local communities and individual Americans, that's not our job. You have to figure your way out of the mess we've created by yourself. That's your job. It's your job to come up with more money to give to us. That's the model of the private central bank. They're going to set up the system so the wealth flows to them automatically, and when the people cannot come up with any more wealth, well, by golly, I guess we're just going to take all your homes and your wristwatches and your cars, and we'll sell your wives and children into slavery and go into South African zinc or whatever the heck it is they're going to do with their ill-gotten gains. And I say ill-gotten because even though we understand the laws have been written to favor this system, it doesn't make it right. Everything Adolf Hitler did was legal. Doesn't make it right. We know that laws are often wrong. Slavery used to be legal in the United States of America. I think we can all agree that that was a pretty stupid law. And that those who broke that law are rightly heroes and heroines. Now, Barack Obama, of course, is deeply aware of the plight of the American people, which is why he has accelerated the tax credits that are offshoring American jobs, according to the Hackett Group. Remember when Obama was campaigning hope and change? We're going to reverse all the Bush policies. And then he comes into office and he basically continues them, accelerates them. Guantanamo's still open. The offshoring of American jobs continues. It has accelerated. And Obama basically comes out with a lot of empty words. I mean, he's basically saying he's going to sign an executive order initiating a review to make sure we avoid excessive, inconsistent, and redundant regulation. In other words, he's saying he's going to study the problem. I'm sorry, you are 2+ years into your job. This is not a job for on-the-job training. If you didn't know what you were doing when you were coming in, then abdicate. Not that I want Biden in the center seat anymore, but I'm tired of all these politicians who come in and say, you know, well, we've got to study the problem. No, your job was to have a solution when you came in. You came into office. You campaigned saying you knew how to fix this. And now he's saying, well, we've got to take another look at this. Meanwhile, actions speak louder than words. We still have Guantanamo. We still have offshoring. We have cover-ups in the Gulf oil disaster. We have this total bovine excrement of global warming, and behind that the scream, carbon tax, carbon tax, carbon tax, and global government, and you must make do with less so that we may have more. And it goes on and on and on and on. So Obama is saying he's going to take a real good look at the problem. Well, we've been looking at it for years. We know what the problem is. The problem is a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. We've had presidents before smart enough to understand that was the problem. Men like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy were all smart enough to know what the problem was. And so at this point, I think we can safely say, Mr. Obama, you're no Jack Kennedy. You apparently do not have the brains to equal Andrew Jackson or Abraham Lincoln or John F. Kennedy. Now, meanwhile, over in Morningside, Maryland, at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 6919, metal thieves stole $65,000 worth of bronze plaques from a war memorial. That's pretty low. We have a big problem with metal thieves here in Hawaii. I mean, they're pulling down old-fashioned metal telephone wires. Power lines have gone. That wonderful antique radio building, there's so much history there over in Haiku Valley. We used it as a location for Lost, and it's just an amazing, or it was an amazing building, has been completely stripped of all the copper that was in there by copper thieves. It's just completely out of control there. Our economy is so in such dire straits that metal we would normally consider to be just not worth our bother is all of a sudden something that is being stolen. But when you sink to the level of defacing a war memorial for the cost of the bronze in the plaque, that to me is a very, very telling symptom that our culture is falling. We're already in the crash. Forget about warnings, about dire predictions, about the fall of the American Empire. It's happening now. And we know this because when you look at the archaeological record of places like ancient Rome or Egypt after the fall of the Ptolemies, or any of these other great cultures, when they started to collapse, the people started, and government officials started looting their own monuments, their own icons. They started just stripping anything that was up there and headed for the borders. It is the sign of a collapsing empire that we're seeing this kind of defacement of our war memorials for the cost of the bronze in there. All righty, let's see. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, for one, Michael, I think those metal thieves got their cues from whoever's watching Fort Knox.
True.
You know, talk about stealing all the metals. But the one thing I wanted to hear you discuss is, because I think you'd get a, you know, have a great handle on it, something I can never get. You know, and that is, we always hear that the banks put their money in derivatives. And I just don't understand, when you invest in something that almost sounds like a myth or a phantom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is a derivative? If I put it in a derivative, what do I get back? Nothing.
Basically, derivative is the name of a class of investments who derive their payoff. Derive it, hence the name derivative, from something else. A short sale is a class of derivative. Basically, they're gambling bets. Most of the ones that have caused the problems in Wall Street represented insurance policies originally in order to hedge the possibility of losses, and then they discovered that if they overbought these insurance policies, they would actually make more money from the losses than they would from the original investment. And so this led to a lot of skullduggery. This is why we had gold in my sacks accepting money from the state of California to sell California bonds, then turning around to their own investors and saying, bet against them because they're going to fall. And that's what we mean by derivatives. And derivatives, when the economy was booming up and everything was still ticking along, derivatives were a good way to make a huge amount of money in a very short amount of time. And some of these hedge fund managers who were basically derivatives were all they were doing. They were taking home $1 billion a year salaries, and they were doing really good. But like any other long odds gamble, when the dice turn against you, when the wheel turns against you, okay, the losses will pile up just as fast as the winnings, and that's the problem. When the real estate market started collapsing, all these insurance policies that were designed to cover losses from these investments started coming due, and the companies that were underwriting these insurance policies on losses started going out of business. That's what AIG got into trouble, and that's why the U.S. government was trying to bail them out, because the U.S. government was basically taking these losses from these gambling bets from Wall Street and dropping them on the American people. And when you look at this whole derivatives, if you want a good, simple model of what they are, imagine a casino run by the United States government where bankers can go in and spin the wheel. And when they win, they get to keep the winnings. But if they lose, the management passes a little basket among the waitresses and the bar girls and the bellhops and the janitors and say, all of you chip in a few bucks, we got to cover the loss of this guy who just lost everything. And they give the money back to the banker and he gets to go back and do another spin at the wheel. That's the way the U.S. government has been handling the Wall Street derivatives mess. The players who do very well get to keep their money. The losses are being transferred onto the American people, which is the classic sign of a fascist economic state. So derivatives are basically gambling debts. They're wagers that a stock will go a certain way, and the value of the derivative is based on whether or not you were correct in guessing which way the stock would go. Like I said, a very simple one is a short sell, because you're basically betting the stock is going to go down and you're making money from the fact that the stock lost value. That's why it's a derivative. And so, you know, the credit default swaps that were all tied in with all of these mortgage-backed securities, they run into the trillions and trillions of dollars. Nobody even begins to know how to sort that mess out. The only thing that the U.S. government and Wall Street seem to be in agreement on is that somehow the losses have to be dropped on the American people.
Yeah, I've heard that there's some, like, even absurd amounts where it's quadrillions of dollars lost. But where, if that's the case, to whom bet these bets and why are we liable? I mean, it's just ridiculous the amount of monies I've heard.
We're liable because the money addicts have all the guns, basically what it comes down to. And again, this is all imaginary money. It's like interest. It never really existed, you know, but you owe it. If you go to the racetrack and
that's why I refer to it as a myth or a phantom. I just, you know, I guess I'm kind of an economic caveman. You know, it's, I like to grunt. I like to look at my bank account. I like to maybe put a money in one stock, but I never short them. Whenever money gets in the hands of extra people, like, you know, one person after the other, you always have to not trust it, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, the whole financial system, you know, we have been on this terrible, terrible philosophical course since the end of World War II, when we could do no wrong regarding manufacturing and selling products. And over time, because of the MBA, which sort of created a schism between management and actual productivity, we've created a culture, a corporate culture, where the CEOs just really don't think the making of the actual product is all that important. They're there to play the game. They're there to get a chip to go to Wall Street and play the fast game. It's like this whole greed is good that Oliver Stone illustrated so well in the original Wall Street and basically postscripted in the recent sequel. And we basically, in a nutshell, we stopped making products to make money, and we decided to make money the product. And if you look, you know, 40% of corporate profit in the United States of America is in the financial services industry. They take money or debt, they repackage it, they turn it into an investment vehicle, they put ribbon and sparkles all over it, put it under a key light, and they sell it as a product. But it's really just bundled debt and bundled money, and everybody's taking a piece of the action, and the blame is systemic. It's hard to find somebody you can actually throw in jail, although they're starting to basically, you know, come in on that. But this whole mortgage-backed security fraud, I think future history is going to look back and say this was the greatest financial fraud in history, even exceeding the South Seas bubble of 1720. And I ultimately think that this mortgage-backed security fraud is going to be seen as a major cause for the collapse of the United States government, because the money that is owed to correct all the damages, to buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and especially to square all the derivatives, as you say, quadrillions of dollars, it simply doesn't exist, and we, the people, don't have it. And so somewhere down the road, you know, the U.S. government is just going to say, we can't extract any more money from the American people. We're flogging them and whipping them as hard as we can. We're holding guns to their head. They just don't have it. And the U.S. is going to default, and it's all going to start coming down very rapidly.
Yeah, I just don't get it, how you could owe quadrillions, but supposedly quadrillions, but who had the quadrillions to ever loan?
Oh, they never did. It's a gambling debt.
Right, and that's my whole point.
It's a gambling debt. Like, yeah. If you go to the racetrack and you bet $20 on glue pot, you know, to win, and it's a real long odds bet, okay, and glue pot surprise, you know, it's 1,000-to-1 odds he's going to win, but he wins for some reason. The other horses have a heart attack. You're going to get, you know, $20,000. Well, that $20,000 really didn't exist until it existed only as the bet. That's what the derivatives are all about. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, have a good day.
Apparently, I'm early. I'm looking at the... Okay, I got another minute. But, Paul, basically, the reason the money is so completely out of control on the derivatives is because, it never really did exist. It was odds. It was probabilities. It was the pay spread, if you will. And, when you add on top of it, you know, vigorous, it's like going to a loan shark, you know, and you suddenly owe money that didn't really exist in the first place. I mean, the whole Federal Reserve is set up like that. You know, there's more money owed than really exists. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just now getting word. Everybody's reporting on this right now. There's been a massive earthquake in southwestern Pakistan. Like those people don't have enough making their lives miserable right now. They finally are admitting we've got U.S. Marines, in there as well, doing what the Marines will do. You know, when it absolutely, positively has to be destroyed overnight, send the Marines. So magnitude 7.4, aftershocks are continuing. It's, you know, they don't really have good earthquake code building, as it were, earthquake standards for building there. So they're having a really, really bad time there. All right, we got a caller on the line, Robert in Nevada. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Robert just dropped, and that's just fine. Down in Haiti, we reported the other day that for some reason, baby Doc Duvalier, the former deposed dictator of Haiti, went back in there, and everybody's saying, what is he thinking? I mean, those poor Haitians, they had their big earthquake a year ago, and then they had all this starvation and all the damage from the quake, and we had, you know, American presidents doing fundraising, millions and millions of dollars for Haitian relief, and then the Haitian people started saying, wait a minute, we're not seeing any of that money. Where did it all go? And then the UN shows up with a bunch of cholera-infected soldiers, and now the Haitians are dealing with this cholera epidemic. And on top of that, baby Doc, who was the U.S. puppet tyrant, showed up. Now, it was speculated that the U.S. was going to tell the Haitians, look, you got to take this guy back and we'll give you your money and we'll get rid of the cholera and everything. But whatever may have been the plan, it has blown up in somebody's face because baby Doc has been arrested by the Haitian authorities. It's just absolutely insane that he was. It's like when the son of the Shah of Iran was running around during the phony attempt at a coup and saying, yes, I'm ready to step in. The Iranian people love me. And the Iranian people said, no, we don't. So baby Doc has been arrested. And if, you know, I wouldn't bet any long odds that he's going to get out of this one easily. I'm sure the U.S. is in there saying, oh, come on, he wasn't that bad. Now, meanwhile, and speaking of very cold weather, freezing the buffaloes and the cows to death in Vietnam, over at the University of Virginia, very interesting story starting to unfold there. It's being described as getting their Nixon on, which tells you where we're going with this whole thing. The University of Virginia is basically involved in a lawsuit where they're being asked to produce records regarding how research supporting the ClimateGate hockey stick was arrived at. Now, so far, the University of Virginia has been defying court orders for this information. They have spent $500,000 in legal fees to keep these records from the public, even though the research that supposedly led to these records was publicly funded. And the public has every legal right to the work product produced with public funding. But the University of Virginia is trying to keep these things secret because we sort of went from, oh, public money to support research into human-caused global warming, black hole in the University of Virginia, which involved Michael Mann, I might add. And then on the other side of that black hole, yes, humans are causing global warming. Here's the hockey stick. Give us your carbon taxes. And so a lot of people, because carbon taxes appear to be the inevitable response to anything to do with global warming, they want to say, okay, what was in that black hole? We paid for it. We should be able to look at the data and your methods in order to reproduce the results. And University of Virginia is fighting tooth and nail to not let the public see this. We're going to take a station break. We'll be right back.
The next round of